Evening,
Blog
everybody.
Talk Radio.
See, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for the Blog Talk Radio. That's always definitely there. But in any event, good evening, everyone. I'm very excited today. Good evening. My name is Jose Albino, and I am a life and empowerment coach, and I will be your host today, as usually every other Wednesday, here on Blog Talk Radio on the Life Coach Radio Network. And in some instances, our sister network, International Life Coach Radio Network as well. I want to thank you and acknowledge you for joining us this Wednesday evening in August. I hope you're having a great rest of the summer and plan to wholeheartedly enjoy what's left of it. I know for me, as usual, it just flew by. But welcome to Purposeful Conversation, by my bi-monthly radio show, where I ordinarily speak to ordinary people about their triumphant personal stories. But today, however, we're going to take a little bit of a detour from my usual format, unlike my previous shows. Today will be more instructional and we'll follow more of a teleclass format. And the reason for this is because I've had many different conversations with many different people who are new to the discipline of coaching and overall self-development and have wanted to know how to begin creating change in their lives, even if it's small changes. How do they get to the next level, whatever that next level may be. A lot of people have asked me about some steps and techniques that they can use preliminarily to get the wheels, their wheels running, if you will. So today I decided to focus on providing you with a small blueprint to begin creating and inviting success to different areas of your life and hopefully begin shifting some energy in your life as well. To me, it just made sense, since we are broadcasting on Life Coach Radio Network, to have a conversation about ways to begin looking at your life through different lenses and to try and understand why you are seeing your current life through your current particular lens. And that is my intention, and also to provide you with the bones of what one should be thinking about and looking at in your life and beginning to shift patterns of thinking and energy that can help facilitate success in different areas of your life. Of course, the meaning of success is very relative. It's different for different people. But for the purpose of this show, I am linking it to productive change. Today, we have a co-host. So before I continue, I want to give the opportunity to my co-host, my soul sister and spiritual sister, Carmen Pena, who has been on the show before. It will provide the feminine energy for this show tonight. So, Carmen, if you can please introduce yourself.
Hello, listeners. For those of you who are new to the show, my name is Carmen Pena, and it is my honor to be co-hosting with my dear friend and colleague, Jose. For those of you that may not know, I have spent years of service in education and counseling, particularly in not-for-profit work. I've always been a seeker. It has been my life's mission to help others achieve their dreams and their goals. And most recently, I have found that my inspiration truly comes from helping people create a balanced and successful life. And because of that, I am currently authoring a forthcoming book called Bridges to Happiness and Success, Practical Ways to Live Your Best Life Now, because I truly feel in my heart of hearts that this work is so valuable. It's been valuable to me personally, but also with the clients that I have helped and the people in my life as well. So thank you, Jose, for having me here today. It seems like you and I have discovered that we're on the similar path, on the similar journey. And like you said, we're combining our male and female energy today because I truly believe that's what makes us unique in that way. It allows us to basically say the same message, except that as men and women, sometimes we use slightly different language, right? So our purpose and intention today is to be able to, through our experience, provide teaching that has been based on our particular journey as individuals, but also to provide service and contribution to the listeners and to the people that we can possibly help with the messages that we're going to be sharing tonight. Ultimately, we want everyone to foster a successful, happy, and healthy life, and we'd like to be able to help support you in that process. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So to get us started, Jose has created an amazing tradition of using some of his favorite quotes. And we know that in this work, quotes are used as powerful tools to help move people forward. So today I've selected a few quotes on success that also give us a little bit of time to have people join us this evening. And it'll also help us to set the tone for the conversation we're about to have with all of you today. So the first quote is, "Some succeed because they are destined to. Most succeed because they are determined to." By A. France. Once again, that some succeed because they are destined to, and most succeed because they are determined to. The next quote is, "Being in the right place at the right time won't make you a success unless you're ready. The important question is, are you ready?" And that's by our man, Johnny Carson. Once again, that's being in the right, being in the right place at the right time won't make you a success unless you're ready. The important question is, are you ready? And to be quite honest, that's exactly what has led us to do this this show today, helping you become ready. The next quote is, "Every experience is a success," by Louise Hay, who's one of my favorite teachers. Once again, "Every experience is a success," by Louise Hay. And what she essentially means by that is, whether it's good, bad, or ugly, every experience that we have is a success if we choose to learn the lesson that we were supposed to learn from that experience. And the last quote that we chose is a powerful one, and I really do believe that it embodies the work that we'll be doing tonight, as well as the life work that Jose and I are both doing individually and collectively. This quote is, "When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitation. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents come alive, and you find yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be." And that quote is by Patanjali. And once again, I'll repeat it for the listeners who may have missed a little part of it, and it is powerful, so I would love for you to be able to really hear the entire quote. "When you are inspired by some great purpose, some extraordinary project, all your thoughts break their bonds. Your mind transcends limitation. Your consciousness expands in every direction, and you find yourself in a new, great, and wonderful world. Dormant forces, faculties, and talents come alive, and if you find yourself to be a greater person by far than you ever dreamed yourself to be," by Patanjali.
Fantastic. Thank you, Carmen, for those fantastic quotes and for acknowledging that the reason why we do it is to basically set the tone for the show. We will be talking about inviting success and different areas of success in your life, but also give individuals the opportunity to log in, because sometimes individuals log in a little late. So there's two reasons why we do that. So thank you for the introduction, and thank you for the quotes. Now, listeners, during our conversation, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, you please feel free to call us at 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. I will try my best, as usual, to get to you and get your questions answered. And if for some reason, as I usually say, you can't listen in and stay with us for the entire hour, which is fully understood, in a summer evening, this show will be archived, so you can always come back to us and go to Blog Talk Radio, search up Life Coach Radio Network, and then put Purposeful Conversations. But aside from my own show, I must plug the amazing, amazing plethora of other shows that are under the Life Coach Radio Network umbrella, as well as the International Life Coach Radio Network. Also, I usually post the archive on my link, Twitter, and other social media feeds, so you can always look out for that as well. And as I usually say, always feel free if something resonated with you during this call, whether you're listening live or you will eventually be listening archived, to just feel free to forward that this link to family and friends, because if you found it helpful, I'm sure the possibility of them finding it helpful as well would be great. So I wanted to give you an idea of what we're going to be talking today about on the show. I encourage you to take out a pen now and paper, because we're going to do a brief exercise in a couple of minutes. So first, I'm going to talk about the circle of life for a moment. Some people call it the wheel of life. I'm calling it the circle of life. And this is comprised of 8 life areas that we consider to be of most importance in terms of looking at someone's life in totality. Then we will be talking about the messages, right? The messages, particularly those intrusive and these negative messages that we receive growing up and still receive, some of us still receive at this point in our life, in our adult life, that affect us unconsciously and consciously, and in turn affect how we navigate our lives and make some choices. Those messages may have come from society, from parents, teachers, sisters, brothers in the park, fellow scooterins, media, et cetera. We also talk about blocks. Right, personal blocks. Now, these messages have created blocks in our life that prevent us from leading a full, successful life. Then we're going to turn it over to Carmen, and she will be talking about the commitment to development and doing the work on yourself, and also what that doing the work looks like. She will also talk about how we invite and foster success in our lives when we are committed to doing the work, and how do we begin taking action. For the jam-packed, great show for you today, so I'm excited about it. I hope that you will learn a lot and take some golden nuggets from this particular fellow class that we're joining here in Life Coach Radio Network. So let's get started. The reason for introducing the wheel or circle of life is for the listeners to begin jogging their spirit and mind, like a mind and spirit jogger, so that that in the context of this conversation, you can choose an area in your life that you feel and think need the most development in, and link that area of your life to the conversation Carmen and I will be providing. And if there are a few areas of your life that you want to focus on while we're having this conversation, that is fine too. And if you already know what you coming into this conversation, what you may already know you may need some development on working on, that's fine as well. But just bear with us for a minute as we address the different areas in your life that may need some development. While we literally and typically use a wheel of life or circle of life for this particular exercise, it's typically done in person, but because of the interest of time and because we're not physically present, we just want you to write down these 8 life areas. So if you have a pen and paper, you can, take out the pen and paper and write down these life areas that we're going to be discussing. And particularly for those individuals that are visual. I know there's a lot of you out there that are visual and like to see things on paper. So what you're going to do is take out a piece of paper, and while we'll be addressing these 8 different life areas, next to each life area, just put a number from 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest in terms of where you feel in your life, in this particular life areas, need some development. So you're going to score it, and you'll give it, like I said, you're going to score it or rate it based on where you think it falls in your life at the moment. The first area is personal development, which is simply the work and effort that you're placing on your overall personal development. That can be reading books, attending conferences, meditating, updating your wardrobe, anything that you're doing that's really focusing on your personal development. Next, you're going to write down spiritual awareness. And this is tricky because we all address this differently. We all address spiritual awareness and spirituality different. So please write down spiritual awareness. And for the sake of this show, it is your awareness of who you are, why you are here, and what is your purpose. Some people also consider it your relationship to a higher power as well. But what spiritual awareness in the context of this conversation is definitely not is religion affiliated. The third is fun and enjoyment, which is very simple and fun and enjoyment. And this is simple, like I said, are you having fun and enjoying your life? Is there a balance with your core responsibilities? For example, work. Do you incorporate time in your life for play and joy? The fourth area you're going to write is intimate and social relationships, which is very important for many people. Do you have a healthy relationship, both social and intimate, any at all? What are the blocks that come up for you in terms of thinking of intimate and social relationships? Why? So far we have four, right? We talked a little bit on personal development, spiritual awareness, fun and joy, and intimate relationship. Now what Carmen is going to do, if she will, is to go ahead and talk to us about the last four life areas in this like wheel of life. Remember, this exercise is more to jog your memory and different areas of your life. Carmen?
Thank you, Jose. Okay, so the next area in the wheel or circle of life is health and wellness. This one is, in working with our clients, we find that this one is an important one. People value it because it pretty much summarizes all the areas of your life. You're creating a healthy lifestyle, a sense of balance, a sense of well-being, and asking yourself, do I have a positive outlook on my life? Am I doing all the things that I need to do in each area of my life in order to be the highest version of myself? Am I taking care of myself? Am I eating well? Am I exercising a few times a week? Do I have healthy relationships? Do I have overall well-being? The next one is family and parenting. This one is also a doozy because we oftentimes have deep-rooted relationships with people in our family or parents. And because of that, we know that it's one of the most important areas of the wheel of life. And when we speak about family and parenting, we're talking about, yes, our own parents, but also grandparents, aunts, uncles, our partners, girlfriends, boyfriends, husbands, wives, and also our children. Do we have joyful, compassionate, life-giving, life-affirming relationships with our family and our parents and the people that are really important in our lives? The next one is career and profession. Now, considering that we spend the majority of our day at our job or our careers or in our profession, this area is a special one as well, because oftentimes we may be working at a job, waking up in the morning and not necessarily wanting to get out of bed to go to that job. So the essence of career and profession is to really start asking ourselves the question of, is this purpose-driven work? Am I working in the field where I feel passion in? Am I receiving joy and pleasure? Is the work satisfying to me? Right? And then also having a positive outlook when it comes to work as well. Understanding that once you align yourself, once you do this work and you start stripping away at the layers of who you're not and discover who you really are, automatically you are going to want to work somewhere where you feel passionate, where you know that you're being satisfied, where you know that you're providing a service and that your work is in demand, because once you're happy at what you're doing, the money usually does follow. And the last area is personal finance and wealth. Whew, let me take a deep breath for that one.
That's a good idea.
So Jose and I on a personal and professional level have shared that we've done a lot of work in these other areas and possibly personal finance and wealth. We've discovered while uncovering some of our own limited beliefs about success and wealth that we definitely have work to do, which is one of the reasons why we're having this show today, because if we're going through this experience, we definitely know that there are other people who can actually relate to this. And what we mean by personal finance and wealth is understanding what our financial thermostat is. What are our values, our beliefs, our patterns when it comes to money, success, and wealth? Do we recognize life as being prosperous and abundant, or do we see life as being lacking and having a poverty mindset or never having enough? Where is it that our beliefs fall, on the line of poverty mind frame or prosperity mind frame? And becoming conscious of that in order to be able to change it and become even more successful and wealthy.
Very well said, very thorough, Carmen. I appreciate it. And you're absolutely right. I think a lot of us do struggle with a lot of different aspects of it, particularly the last one of personal finance and wealth. So there you have it. You have 8 areas, which are, again, personal development, spiritual awareness, fun and joy, intimate relationships, health and wellness, personal finance and wealth, career and profession, and family and parenting. What we need you to do is, for the rest of the conversation, if you did take out a pen and kind of wrote these down and did rate them from 1 to 10, is to focus on the lowest one, whether that be health and wellness or personal finance, whatever that area may be. Some of you may have 2, which happens, which is perfectly fine. So look at your paper and see which one ranked the lowest or which ones ranked the lowest. You can choose to focus on one, which would be preferable, or focus on 2. So that's basically, we decided to do this again to present to you different areas of our life that sometimes we really don't take the moment to really focus on. Sometimes we think life is work and family, or life is work and working out and eating. So our intention is to present different areas of your life to really make you think or cast a wider net to begin thinking about life and developmental areas through a different lens. So now what I'm going to do is talk to you about messages that we received growing up, or the words that were told to you, that were told to us, and the messages that we received, particularly while young, from other people and outlets in our lives. We were all born a blank slate. And during our developmental periods, or, you know, with psychologists and theorists and scientists, say it's usually 3 to 9, but during our overall developmental period, others was really responsible for coloring our reality and for coloring our lives, right? Because we were here born a tabula rasa, we were here born as a blank slate, and other people were responsible for coloring our lives and really providing us with some guidance. And as we all know, words are very important. They change our lives, they create movement, create opinions, they cling onto walls. So basically, they told us who we are, right, growing up, how to be, what to say, what to think, what not to think, what not to say. And these messages, and as much as these folks may have loved us and wanted the best for us, for many of us, these messages were not positive, and for many of us, it was both positive and negative. They were addressed directly or indirectly, affected our self-worth, our self-esteem, sometimes our personal beliefs, and really created internal conflict among ourselves and the blueprints for our lives and how we approach our lives, and more importantly, how we are approaching our lives at the moment. We internalize these messages, we form a solid dialogue and story for ourselves, and we still carry some of these messages and these stories with us today, and we often still believe it. So I'm just going to give you some examples of some messages that may or may not apply to you, but just want you to get a gist of how messages really are powerful, how words are powerful, particularly during our developmental stages, during our young years. And these examples are certainly not to apply to everyone. It's just to get you thinking about how messages, particularly negative messages, affect behaviors, thoughts, emotions, and how they may show up in different areas of your life. I'm going to share a few with you, some of which I have experienced personally. The first one is called boys don't cry or show emotion ever. And I try to link this to the areas that we address. And in a particular area of health and wellness or family parenting, you know, these messages that we receive, a lot of it was continuous, can lead to internalizing feelings that may manifest in maladaptive behaviors, right? When an individual is told, do not express yourself, hold everything in. And we all know sometimes it's like a bottle. We shake it, and we shake it enough. We take off the lid. There's so much stuff in there and so much, not foam, but there's just so much stuff that it just pops out. And sometimes when individuals tell us to keep our emotions inside and not to let them out, sometimes we oftentimes internalize it and manifest in maladaptive behaviors, which can be promiscuity, which can be misuse of alcohol, particularly not emoting yourself with your own children or partner, and also passing along. You know, we talked about family and parenting, about passing along these messages also to your kids and not actually breaking the cycle of this particular message that we were taught. Another one is you can't trust anyone but yourself. Always watch your back. And I started thinking about this, and I know I've seen it in my career, is that by other people, is that when thinking about this particular message, I linked it to career and profession, which can lead to an individual who's told, you know, don't trust anyone but yourself, look out for yourself. In a work environment, it can lead to very controlling issues at work, unhealthy competition, because let me tell you, competition is perfectly fine, right? It's healthy. You have healthy competition. That's what sports is all about. But in a work environment, it can be very unhealthy competition. Individuals can sabotage others. Even in the areas of fun and enjoyment, perhaps your outlets of who you have fun with are limited because you may sabotage or control your social relationships. You know, I have a few more that I'm going to address. Another message that I wanted to bring to an example is do not tell anyone your problems. Right? I know for a lot of Latinos, it's very common. No diga nada a todo el mundo tu problema, which is really don't tell anyone your problems, particularly your family one. And this may impact your social relationships and thinking about the wheel of life, even your intimate ones, because it creates issues of shame, right, that surrounds your problems. Don't share your problems. And that brings shame to our problems and begins the process of not even beginning to own our story, regardless of how negative it may be, which also affects our worthiness, right? Shame is linked to worthiness, which leads to people thinking less of us. So we create walls. And it also creates a sense of independence, right? People who are like a little bit more reserved or, you know, do not really engage with others or prefer not to tell their problems to others, more, you know, create a sense of independence. And we all know that interdependence in relationships, both social and intimate relationships, it's really crucial to the blossoming of relationships. And two others that I want to share with you, and this one I particularly had with one of my clients a couple of years ago, and which is big and it speaks to health and wellness, is I don't know why you try and diet. You know your family has always been big, right? And this may manifest in the areas of health and wellness, like I said, where you may give up on taking care of yourself, whether it be exercising, eating correctly, managing a potential chronic illness because of what you were told and perhaps because of what you saw in your own family environment and dynamic. And this one is, the last one is a message that was actually, I received growing up. It was basically, you can't get into college. I prefer you go to a trade school or a community college. Again, I was personally told this one by my high school counselor, right? The person who was getting paid to guide me was telling me this. It shook me to the core, really, but blessedly, I had siblings in college that modeled behavior for me, that came before me, so I know what going to school, to a college looked like because of my siblings. But others did not and do not. And because of this, aim low in terms of career and profession and remain stuck. You know, we must begin addressing and demystifying these messages that we receive. Part of the way we do this is by sharing our stories and acknowledging the messages that we receive and creating paradigm shifts in our lives. And I'm quoting one of my favorite authors that I'm reading some of her books now, Brené Brown, on this. If we really want to live a joyful, connected, and meaningful life, we must talk about things that get in our way. And a lot of these messages that we receive still get in our way. Some people in a small scale, other people in a larger scale. And our stories that we often are addicted to get in the way as well. Stories that keep us stuck, stories that keep us talking negatively about ourselves, they keep us disconnected, they keep us joyless. But change and shift can happen. And Carmen is going to talk that about a bit later, about how to start create some of those changes and what tools and techniques you can implement in your life. But tonight, ask yourself, you know, what messages did you receive that are possibly still with you, and how is that showing up in your life and perhaps keeping you in a place of being stuck? And clearly, the messages or what I've described, of course, has negative connotations, but of course, for the latter part of the evening, we're also going to talk about how do you begin changing some of these patterns or some of these ways of thinking. The next piece that I want to talk about is personal blocks. Right, we talked about these messages that we receive while young. These messages sometimes manifest in personal blocks in our lives. And personal blocks are basically things we tell ourselves, you know, our belief system that we believe are true, right? These are things that we believe are true but are not the truth. They keep us from moving forward and from creating the life that we want. Now, for tonight, there's many that, and I'm going to focus four that really resonated with me during one of my trainings, and they are, which is very common throughout self-development and personal development, of course, limited beliefs, assumptions, interpretations, and gremlins. So what I'm going to do is speak into some of these, like I did for messages. I'm going to give you some examples of how some of these are blocked. May show up or can show up, or just to serve as an example so you can see and you can have an illustration of what I'm talking about. And the first one is limited beliefs, and it's simply something you believe to be true about yourself, about life, or the world around you, or even the people in it. For example, if you're a person of color or a woman and work for a company that has no senior managers that are of color or are women, you have never seen them. You believe that your company does not hire women or people of color, so you fail or you refuse to ask for a promotion or apply for a senior management position. But how true is that? How can you let go of that particular belief? Have you toured other branches? Is that the actual truth? Have you been in that company long enough? Or is that your truth? Or, for example, you want to be a writer, but your limited belief is that you have to be published to begin writing a book. How true is that? Where does one get that belief? How do we begin changing your belief immediately? So just two examples of limited beliefs that may really impede you for doing certain things in your life or even progressing in your life in areas that are important to you. Second, we have assumptions, right? Which is the belief or expectation that if something happened in the past, it's going to happen again. So if something happened in the past, it's going to happen again. Examples of that may be, I am never going to ask for a raise again because the last time I did, I got rejected. So why am I ever going to try? Or, for example, and these are small, actual, some of them may be small examples, some of them may be large examples, but they're examples nonetheless that may hopefully will resonate with you. Or if you're a lady, I'm never going to ask a man out. The past few times, well, I got rejected. Why try again? Why not? If you're a writer and you send out 20 manuscripts and they all got rejected, why not send the 21st one out? Why not? And the third we have is interpretation, which is judgment you create about an event or person or experience that you believe to be true. The operative word here is that you believe to be true. One example of this is, for example, you go to meet your fiance's mother for the first time, and you say that you knew she wasn't going to like me. She hardly ever talked to me. How true is this? How is another way that you can look at that particular situation? how would someone that was there look at that particular situation? Was she reserved, quiet? Is that her demeanor? And I'm going to link this to why I'm actually talking about the belief system and your value system. And the last one, which is in the training that I went through, we call a gremlin, but other thought leaders call it different things as well. The late, great Debbie Ford used to call it the shadow. And this is really like a voice in your head. It's our biggest critic that limits us and tells us that we're not enough, that keeps us caged and tells us that we are not worthy. This is the one that I think is greatly linked to the messages that I talked before that we receive while young that create our self-defeating thoughts. You're not pretty enough. You're not smart enough. You're not muscular enough. You're not men enough. You simply just are not enough. And again, how true is that, right? How true is that? We go through life telling ourselves things that we want to believe or are easier to believe because they keep us blocked, stuck, and safe, somewhat victimized. But the fantastic and beautiful thing about our belief system, about your belief system, and what we tell ourselves is that they can be altered and changed and can be aligned with our own personal values or our developing values. And the gorgeous thing about your value system, our value system, is that it too can be altered and begin shifting many of the blocks that I just described. So yes, things happen. Yes, we have messages. Yes, we got blocks. Yes, there's things that keep us stuck. But there are other, there's many, many things that move us forward as well. And I want Karma to get us to the finish line, if you will, and speak to us about, you know, I spoke to again about the messages, I spoke to us, to you guys about the personal blog, but I want Karma to focus more on commitment to development and doing the work on yourself, and also how do we invite and foster success in our lives when we are committed to doing the work, and how do we begin taking action? So, Carmen, floor is yours.
Absolutely. Thank you. You made some excellent points, Jose, that I would love to just add a few nuggets for people just to have a clear understanding that you and I talking about this work and bringing it to light and bringing it to the forefront in no way implies that we are successful in all of those life areas. Because we are human beings who are doing our best to live a conscious existence and are doing the work, but we also acknowledge that the work is not easy to do, right? And that there are times when even as the leaders of this work, we fall back and there are some things that we may struggle with. And because of that experience, because of that knowledge, because of that awareness, is that we're able to relate to people who are just beginning this journey, who are in the middle of it, or who have been doing it for years. Because it is anyone that is aspiring to discover who they truly are at the end of the day, not the messages that they received when they were growing up, not the messages that they received from parents, from friends, from society, from the TV. I mean, I was a lucky kid. My mother was working in a factory, so many of the messages that I received beyond school and from my actual parents and family was from the TV. You know, was my face being represented there as a Latina, as a young, impressionable Latina? My role models were Wonder Woman and the Bionic Woman, and I hate to date myself at this point, but Charlie's Angel. You know, that's how I was able to kind of like identify myself. And then that gets mixed up because here I am Latina, but I am a Latina in the United States of America. So having this bicultural existence that creates a lot of confusion, creates a lot of mixed messages. So doing this work entails uncovering all that stuff. Like, what were the messages that were sent our way that were positive and healthy and served us in order to get to where we are now? and which of those messages did not serve us or actually scarred us or created wounds inside of us. And then that is where the work begins, to discover that, to uncover those wounds, and to heal those wounds. And to also ask ourselves, in terms of the limited blocks that we have, right, identifying that self-talk, like that little voice inside of our head that says, no, you can't do that. Oh, you shouldn't try to do that. And you gave some amazing examples. And as you were talking, I'm sitting here nodding my head in agreement with you, because we do that all the time as human beings who are not always our number one fans, right? And this work is about becoming our number one fan, but then also asking ourselves, what is it that I am doing that is no longer serving me to create this, to be this amazing person that I know I am fundamentally anyway?
Right.
Does that, right? And And along the same lines with the negative self-talk, that whole idea of I'm not good enough, et cetera, is to be able to learn from those lessons, to be able to learn from those messages. Like, what was it about those messages that actually resonated with me, and what did not? And when, in those moments that we do fail, those moments that we do say, let me take a little risk, and you end up failing, and then that voice says, oh, you shouldn't, you see, I told you you weren't going to be able to make it. I told you you shouldn't have done that. To actually acknowledge that voice and confront the voice in a loving and caring way. And I'm not saying like this is like, you know, some crazy talk here. But to really, really that voice, once you acknowledge it and say, you know what, I am going to try it and I'm going to try it again, because in trying is that then I learn the lessons I need to learn in order to ultimately succeed. So I'm going to give you the example of a child that's learning how to walk, or a baby that's learning how to talk. People around that baby or that little toddler encourage them by the smallest thing, right? Oh, you fell, you tried walking and you fell, but, you know, let's get back up, it's okay. And if only we can do that with ourselves, then we can do that with ourselves. So becoming conscious of how is it, what voice is it that comes inside of me when I fail, when I do something, when something didn't work out as I intended it to work out? And am I compassionate with myself? Am I loving to myself? Do I say, you know what, that's okay, at least you tried. Now let's try again, maybe in a different way, to create that sense of success. Sure. So with that said, now it's about taking it to the next level, right, moving it forward. Now that we have a better understanding of this internal glass ceiling that we may have with these mixed messages, that we have a better understanding of the limited beliefs that may be blocking us, the major thing that I would love to share with the listeners is that there's a way through every block. The work that we're talking about is providing all of us with a sense of hope and a sense of light, that commit yourself to do this work, and the results will come, the breakthroughs will come, the happiness will come, the joy will come, the healing will come, the success will come. So how do we do that, right? And it begins by committing to the development of our internal selves. We pay a lot of money for education, we do sports, we do, you know, pay gym memberships, et cetera. But it's about creating that same type of philosophy or mentality or urge or desire about the internal work. That is the essence of who we are. And in doing so, creating a sense of awareness, raising consciousness of who we are currently and who we're actually striving to become, what our values are, what our thought patterns are, what our beliefs are, what our behaviors are, right? And then figuring out ways that we can say, you know what, that's no longer okay with me. I want to move forward. I want to create change in one, two, or three of those life areas. When I did the Wheel of Life, I had more than two or three that were at a low level. You know, I had
Absolutely.
To really, right? I had to really focus on becoming aware of the fact that I had work to do. But at the same time, if we look at everything that we need to do, we sometimes become overwhelmed. And becoming overwhelmed immobilizes our growth. So that would be counterproductive to the work that we're attempting to do. So what we would love to offer the listeners is an opportunity to take small steps and to have a better understanding of practical tools and strategies that you can use in order to move forward in this work. One of the things that we've used personally and that we've shared with our clients is meditation, right? Meditation allows us, and meditation has no association with religion. Meditation is simply an opportunity for you to say, I am important enough to take time out of the 24 hours in the day to go within, to connect with my internal power, to connect with my internal compass, my intuition, the power that is within. And if we don't quiet our mind, if we don't make room in our list, our abundant list of things that we need to do to take time out for ourselves, and it starts to affect us physically, emotionally, in many ways and in many areas of our life. So meditation is certainly one of the biggest life-changing tools that has changed my life and also has changed the life of our clients. And I'm sure that you would agree with that, Jose.
Yes, absolutely.
The other piece is affirmations, right? So when we spoke about this negative self-talk, and when I said to actually confront the negative self-talk, and how do you do that? You do that by creating these moments of affirmation where you're actually affirming yourself. And I have a few that I gathered for today's event, and one of them is, and these are success affirmations, since that's the theme of our show. The first one is, everything I touch is a success. Another one is, I am open to receive success. And the last one is, I am a magnet for success and prosperity. So I would invite the listeners to choose one of these success affirmations and say it for a few days, a few times in a day. Look at yourself in the mirror and say it. Recite it in your head when you're on the train or when you're driving to work. Once you're done with that affirmation, pick up another one. And you will see how little by little this small but powerful tool will begin to change your life. Because now you're actually supporting yourself. Now you're actually talking to yourself in a positive way that's in alignment with creating a healthy, well-balanced, successful life. So another one of the practical tools that we love to use with in our own lives is ultimately to understand that educating ourselves is a huge part of the process. And education can be free. Education can be costly. It really depends. It can be a variety. I know that I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in educating myself by reading books, by attending seminars, by going to conferences, by going to workshops, by participating in teleseminars. And Jose, I know that you've done a lot of this as well.
Absolutely.
It is making an investment in your most valuable possession, and that is yourself. Another piece is setting goals. And when I talk about goals, I mean, sometimes people get, I know that I was one of the people that I was just like, when you mention goals to me, I get a little bit frazzled. Again, because it's when we start setting these lofty goals, and I'm a firm believer in setting high expectations and having a large vision. Like, I have a large vision of being a multimillionaire and traveling the world, helping people to live better lives. And I know that will happen. But in the meantime, I am on the show right now helping a couple of hundred people.
Right? Absolutely.
For free.
Right.
So it's about the large goals and the small goals. And As one of my mentors, Lisa Nichols, likes to say, celebrating the small successes, right? She says, let's celebrate the micro wins that we have. Those micro wins are important because celebrating the micro wins gives you the encouragement when you celebrate them, when you acknowledge them, to then feel like, you know what, I can actually do another one. And then the next one, the next goal will be bigger and then bigger and then bigger. And then it becomes an assortment of small successes that then equal a larger success. And the last one that I would like to talk about in terms of how to commit to the development and doing the work is to surround yourself with positive people and experiences, to be very conscious of who you spend time with. And I'm not saying start dropping friends left and right, but
right.
We also have to acknowledge that as we grow, as we become more conscious, as we mature and mature into the deepest, truest, most authentic version of ourselves, that sometimes that may not be in alignment with someone that's been in your life for a year, 2 years, or a few years. And understanding that, and that doesn't mean let go of that person, but it certainly does mean be conscious of it and maybe limit your time with that person because it starts to affect you. The more you are around positive people and positive experiences, the more positive people and the more positive experiences end up coming to you. I like to say that light attracts light. That is why Jose and I are doing this work together. It just so happened that we went to college together. And years later, there are no accidents in life, right? There's no randomness to the universe. We are doing very similar work. And because we've done the internal work and because we have a commitment to serve others, we decided to join forces. It just makes sense. And I've noticed that the people in my life are amazing. I am so grateful for the people that I have in my life that I interact with because I've noticed that once I started to let go, once I started to change, the people around me start to change and my environment starts to change. But it does begin by you doing the internal work, right?
Right.
And now
I agree
moving
100%.
On. Thank you. And now moving on to how do we invite and foster success in our lives when we're committed to doing the work? What does that even look like? Jose and I were having a conversation earlier today about the show, and we were trying to figure out a way, a smart, simple, strategic way to share this message with all of you. And what I just spoke about in terms of the practical strategies, what first came to mind when we spoke about that is that it's like we're training, we're developing muscles that we haven't really used or that need to become stronger, right? Mm. So it's like you're training in the gym where you're on a treadmill if you're training for a 5K or a half marathon or something like that. You're developing those muscles. Whereas the way you foster success in your life is by actually implementing what you've learned and putting it into practice. So, for example, what do I mean by that? What I mean is that if you're working on having an abundant, successful life, right, acknowledging and being grateful for the life that you do have and how abundant your life already is, and maybe looking outside of yourself to volunteer or to give your time or your services to someone in need, or to simply compliment someone and just say, you know what, you have a beautiful smile, or your outfit looks really great, or I appreciate your positive attitude. I do that all the time when I'm crossing the George Washington Bridge from New Jersey to New York or vice versa. I often speak to the toll people and I tell them, you know what, I appreciate what you're doing, or I joke around with them. And there's nothing like bringing a smile to someone's face who doesn't even expect it. Like, I just simply asked someone the other day, how are you doing today? And that person's smile did not fit inside that toll booth. It was so big. And something so simple that it's free, right? Another way to flex the muscles, if you will, by fostering success in your life is to spend time with people that you believe need your help. Sometimes when we are so focused on ourselves, understanding that it's not always about us. So look around
right.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Look around in your life. What family member? What little cousin? What little brother or sister? What grandmother really needs you to go spend some time with them, or to just simply call them and say, you know what? I was thinking about you. Is there anything that you need? Right? So these are some of the very small but powerful ways that we can help move the process along in terms of creating successful lives for ourselves.
Right. You know, I wanted to loop a little bit. I mean, the meditation, affirmations are huge. I know we've spoken about that. Setting goals, even if they're meta goals, aim smart goals, surround yourself with positive people. You know, one of the things that I think will be helpful, even to, you know, because it's very difficult work to begin shifting your thoughts or what you say. And one of the things that I have to offer to the listeners is, you know, sometimes I hear people say, and this is very small, but it's very powerful. You know, today I have to go see my mother. Today I have to go to work. Today I have to go food shopping. Today I have to go to the doctor. Simply changing that, today I have to today I get to. Because some people don't even have that word in their vocabulary, I have to. Instead of saying I have to go see my mother, today I get to see my mother. Today I get to go to the doctor. Today I get to go shopping. Today I get to spend time with my niece. Today I get to go to work, because not everyone can or has that option. So just the simplest thing of switching I have to I get to, you're given the opportunity to do so, I think is also very powerful. And the other things, you know, even around money, you know, and we talked about, you know, our little limited beliefs in money. Even with money, when, you know, instead of saying, oh, I don't have money for this, or I'm broke today, or you know, I have no money to buy those shoes, or, you know, instead of saying that, I choose to not spend money on that, or that's not really on my radar financially at the moment. You know what I mean? To kind of really shift these words and these adjectives that you put around the negative, right? I don't have money. I am broke. I can't afford that. That may very well be true, but to simply shift those words and say, I choose not to spend money on that today. Instead of saying, I am broke, why even say it at all? You know, to really focus on what purpose are these words really serving for you. And I agree 100% also, Carmen, with the whole abundance piece. You know, people saying, you know, in order to get more, sometimes you got to give more, right? And giving more, like you mentioned, is not only money. I mean, you can definitely tithe. You can definitely give money to your favorite charity. But you can check on your elderly neighbor. You know what I mean? You can, like you said, you can compliment someone. You can volunteer 1 hour a month. You know, abundancy and creating success really is not about sitting back and expecting it to happen. You know, it's like saying God or the universe works for those who work, who help themselves, right? So I think it should be intentional about the things that you're doing in the world, in the universe, in your surrounding, and with the people around you, that is fostering abundance in their life as well. So just want to add that.
I agree. Absolutely. Okay, so this work really is about changing our consciousness, or becoming aware of what our success thermostat is, and essentially setting it on high. And it begins with having an understanding of what our current situation is, of where we fall in that wheel of life those Wheel of Life life categories, right, those areas, and figuring out for ourselves which one of those or which two of those is it that I really want to focus on. But then those little things that we can do every day about possibly changing our perception, changing our thoughts, changing our behaviors, and the way that we see the world. Like, do we see the world as the universe is working in my favor, or is the universe working against me? Because whichever belief you have, that's exactly what's going to happen, right? We have such powerful, powerful minds. So if we can tap into that power, wouldn't it be better to tap into it for our favor, for our benefit, for our success, to create a life that we absolutely love and that we feel a sense of balance? And you know what it's about, Jose, and for the listeners, like this, I heard about this one time, this term, and it stuck with me, about having holistic success. Holistic success, where you're creating a sense of balance. You don't have to live a life that's unhappy. Like, some of us believe that that's the way things are. Oh, that's the way, you know, my parents were. That's the way I grew up. That's, you know, what I deserve. And the reason why we're bringing that to the table is because we've experienced it at one point or another. I've had thoughts of, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. Right? We all have. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not curvaceous enough. Whatever it is. I'm not rich enough. No one ever says I'm not poor enough.
Right. Or no one says, I wish, you know, no one looks back in their life and says, and these are the words are so powerful. Never, no one looks back and says, oh, I feel so bad. I should really have not tried harder. No one says that. You know, so it's also being, putting an emphasis on trying. You're trying, just try to do the work. And I know that we're a little bit over the time for our listeners, so we're going to try to wrap it up in a moment. But I think that, yeah, that's definitely right in terms of, you know, inviting success and bringing, you know, this into the forefront and working with the universe to make that happen as well.
Absolutely. Okay.
So at this point, what I like to do and is I have two points of clarification, two points of closure for you, and you know, I definitely want you to talk a little bit about a couple of minutes about, you know, our work together moving forward. But before that, you know, do you have any last words specifically as it relates to what we've been discussing?
Yes, absolutely, Jose. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. This work is about creating sustainable change, right? And the message that change can happen. And it's about making conscious choices in order for change to happen. They say that when you continue doing the same thing and expect a different result, that is the definition for craziness, right? So
right.
I invite our listeners to really look deeply into their lives and ask themselves, which of these areas is it that I want to change in? But with the understanding that it is our God-given birthright to have a successful life in all of our life areas, and to invite and allow the ingredients for success to flow into you. And once you begin to do that, you will start to live an authentic, a happier, more successful life. And we all want that. I know that that's what I want, right? And I can imagine that our listeners want success in all of their life areas as well and actually deserve it.
Yeah, I believe that as well. And I think that's particularly why a lot of us do stay with us and listen, you know what I mean, and really make an intentional effort to be here with us as well. I think that just to piggyback on what you were saying, I think that for life is just grand, and people really who make a choice to do their work. I think that for me, it's simply that an individual who does the work and is committed to developing, while there will be ebbs and flows, right? As you mentioned, we've been doing the work. We're no better or no worse than anyone who is just thinking of their lives and areas of development and, working with a therapist, working with a coach, talking to their pastors. We're just no better than anyone that's committed to doing the work. But I firmly believe that individuals that are looking or in different areas of doing it or in different levels of doing that yes, while there will be some ebb and flows, I think that people who do the work will create sustainable shifts in their life that will put them at choice, right? At choice. And I love that word. And you will be better armed, individuals who do the work will be better armed with the tools necessary to be in alignment with their value system and in turn the choices that they make and how they live and lead your life, because it's all about the choices that we make. So I think that individuals who are in a position, who are listening now, a large part of doing the work is really aligning you with your values and really putting you in a position to make better choices, whether it be in health and wellness and career, family, intimate relationships, whatever it may be, those eight areas that we talked about, they will be in a better position to make better choices and be at choice, right, to lead and live, a better life.
Absolutely. And I agree with that 100%.
Okay, so we're going to, I know it's a little bit up to stick with Nurse, please bear with us. So before we bid adieu in my French. If you can probably talk to them as in terms of our partnering and moving forward and why we're doing this.
Absolutely. So once again, this partnership between Jose and I is truly a marriage made in heaven. We both feel passionate and purposeful about the work that we're doing, about being able to share our experiences and support other people who are interested in doing the same thing. So because of that, we decided to create a teleseminar that will be occurring in the near future. And if you're interested in delving a little bit more into this blueprint and begin creating sustainable change in your lives by participating in the 6-week teleseminar, you can certainly reach out to me and reach out to Jose as well, and I'll give you my contact information in a moment and then pass it along to Jose so he can do that. Ultimately, we're looking to create an environment where collectively we can have a community who's interested in uncovering and discovering the power, their success, their what they deserve, the life that they deserve, by uncovering these messages and these blocks that have been stopping people from ultimately living your best life, and allowing those things to come to the surface. And by doing this work, right, it becomes visible. And then all of a sudden, your true self is able to shine. And when your true self shines, you're able to help others to do the same. And ultimately, that's where we're doing this work. We're doing it individually. We're doing it collectively so that then we can have more people who are happier, who are healthier, who are more successful. And in turn, it becomes contagious, right? So if anyone is interested in participating in these future teleseminars, you can either reach out to me by emailing me at carmen.pena93@gmail.com. That's Carmen, C-A-R-M-E-N, dot Pena, P-E-N-A, 93@gmail.com, or you can tweet me at Carmen Pena 2013. Carmen Pena 2013. Jose?
Fantastic. Exactly what you said in terms of working together, the reasons why we're working together, our intentions about working together and moving forward. I could have not said it better myself. I want to acknowledge you for being with me again and for being with me today. I think that a lot of great information was shared, and I'm looking forward to working with you in the future. So thank you for being with me today.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
And of course, and also, of course, to the listeners, thank you for being with us, with me, with Carmen. Thank you for those who listen to other programs within Life Coach Radio Network, International Life Coach Radio Network. Thank you for just supporting us and supporting the show, supporting the network, and supporting our growth. Again, Carmen, thank you a trillion times. As for me, you can reach me at info@josealbinolifecoach.com. That's info@josealbino, J-O-S-E-A-L-B-I-N-O, lifecoach.com. Or visit my website at www.josealbinolifecoach.com, or you can follow me on Twitter at josealbinocoach. So, again, thank you, everyone. I'm sorry we took a little bit more than usual from your time this evening. Again, have a great rest of the summer. The next time we're going to be together will be when the summer is over. So, you know, thank you all for listening. And until the next time, and I usually say and always remember, and this actually it's in alignment with what we're discussing, which I always say at the end of my show, always remember that those that got to where they are began where they were. So regardless of where you are in your development, your process, or even listening to the show, or where you need to be, want to be, got to start somewhere. And nowhere is too shallow, too small, or better than anyone else. So simply, whatever you want to do, accomplish, big or small, simply take a small step and take action. It's not that hard, I promise. So thank you all. Thank you, Carmen, and have a good night.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you, listeners.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Good night.